This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Metro Denver has hit 100 degrees for the first time this summer, making it the hottest day of the year so far. Triple digits were recorded at Denver International Airport around 2 this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Anja Aponte says potential showers are expected to cool the hot temperatures later this week.
The coverage of these showers will increase as we get more moisture into the area. And the Front Range actually has a pretty good chance of seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms and potentially some localized flash flooding.
And this weekend, well, temperatures are expected to climb back into the mid and high 90s. One group is hoping to give most Coloradans a tax break, and they're working to gather enough signatures to get their proposal on the November ballot. If voters approve it, you'd pay less in state taxes if you make less than $500,000 a year. Those who make more will pay more. Here's State Representative Jennifer Bacon, a Democrat.
We as Coloradans know we have to help ourselves right now. We know our potential as a state. We know who our neighbors are, and we love our neighbors. And that's why we're out here knocking on doors.
97% of taxpayers would get a tax break if this passed. At the same time, this measure would also raise an additional $2 billion a year for health care and education. The deadline to submit 125,000 signatures is August 3rd. Vail Resorts is rolling out changes in hopes it will bring skiers and riders back to its mountains after a dismal winter. The company says it's improving its food offerings with gourmet burgers and chili and more. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.